This is Fresh Air. I'm Dean Olscher, cultural correspondent at NPR, sitting in for Terry Gross. If you mention the name Peter Wolf to people who know of him, you're likely to get two responses. Oh, he was in the Jake Isles Band, right? And he was married to Faye Dunaway, wasn't he? For 17 years, from the late 1960s to the early 80s, the Boston-based Giles Band performed its own take on the blues and R&B. Wolf became known for his wild antics on stage. His marriage to Faye Dunaway came apart after several years. So did his association with the Jay Giles Band, not long after the band had finally achieved worldwide fame with the album Freeze Frame. Now, after more than 15 years on his own, Wolf's new album, Fool's Parade, is earning praise from critics. I'll talk with Peter Wolf after this review from Fresh Air's rock critic Ken Tucker, who chose Fool's Parade as one of his 10 best albums of 1998.
I woke up, such a lonely feeling. Got so high, had to peel me from the ceiling. And it's too late, my whole soul is reeling. It's a long way back.
If you told me that one of my favorite CDs of the year would be one from Peter Wolf, I'd have laughed in your face. Peter Wolf? The Jay Giles Band guy? Centerfold? Freeze Frame? I mean, I always liked the guy's scratchy voice and hipster attitude, but you know, what's he done for me lately, like the past 10 years? The first time I put on Wolf's new album Fool's Parade, though, I listened to it all the way through. Then I played it all the way through again, right away. The music was a shock. Fresh and swaggering, yet deeply rooted in the rhythm and blues history to which Wolf and the Giles Band had always paid homage.
Lonely room, empty bed, shotgun thoughts running through my head. Broken heart needs some healing time. Got to get you off of my mind.
Like Bonnie Raitt, Tina Turner, and Roy Orbison did when they were supposedly past their prime, Wolf, now 52, has used Fool's Parade to seize upon long experience and middle age to give his music a new urgency. Songs like Long Way Back Again and If You Want to Be With Somebody are melancholy without being self-pitying. His cover of I'd Rather Be Blind, Crippled, and Crazy by the neglected R&B balladeer O.V. Wright is blue-eyed soul at its bluest. It features an arrangement emphasizing horns and keyboards that achieves the sort of atmosphere that Memphis producer Willie Mitchell used to get with singers like Wright and Al Green. Fool's Parade has been out about a month now, and I guess it's commercially doomed. The music is too rough-hewn to be added onto radio playlists that include either Celine Dion or rapper Jay-Z. Its most logical precedent is, in a way, Raitt's 1989 Nick of Time. That is, an album that distills the greatest strengths of a long-established performer, updating the sound just enough to make the music revelatory.
So good to see you in the sweet morning light. Wherever you are, everything is all right. I watch the sunshine tangle up in your hair, and it's pleasing to me.
You look fine at me and you pull down the shade. Don't give a damn about the plans that we made.
That's Wolf crooning smoothly with backup singer Ada Dyer. I think if you ever had any fondness for Peter Wolf and the Giles Band and you heard Fool's Paradise, you'd buy it and tell your friends about it, and that a year from now, Wolf would be loping home with an armful of Grammys. Fat chance, huh? Come on, give me some hope.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.